This is the Hawk Corner for the week of June the 20th to June the 26th.
This is the Hawk Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hi, and welcome back to the Hawk Corner for our fifth episode of the season. I'm Ryan McKenna, and I'm going to be your host today, as in every other episode. In this episode, we will talk about another no-hitter in the majors, which is becoming almost like a weekly fashion, or every show fashion type of thing, along with several players in the majors being demoted for assignments, not to mention a manager was fired. We're going with a bit of a shorter episode today as well, folks, as rumor has it, assistant technical director and head of marketing at Sports Superstation, Mitch McKenna, will be taking the boys out for some drinks after the show. Just kidding. We are mostly all underage. Alright, here's the news.
The Hawk Corner News.
In a move that is long overdue, at least according to the Florida Marlins owner, the Marlins went ahead and did what was talked about so much this past offseason. They fired their manager, Freddie Gonzalez, along with several coaches, which come as another one of the Marlins' skeptical moves made by the Marlins owner. Some reports are saying that Bobby Valentin, a former manager and a ESPN analyst, will be named Gonzalez's replacement any day now, either. It could be later on today, it could be tomorrow, but reports are saying he will be named the manager. Gonzalez, on the other hand, has been rumored to be the front runner for the vacant Atlanta Braves managerial position that will be vacant if Bobby Cox does as he plans and retires at the end of the season. The Marlins are currently 8.5 games back in the NL East. It was probably the most bizarre no-hitter to date this year. It was a no-hitter nonetheless, though, and the recipient is the Arizona Diamondbacks' Edwin Jackson. Jackson no-hit his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays, Friday night, while throwing 149 pitches in the process. Probably the biggest surprise to baseball fans was that Jackson walked only 8 batters to accomplish the feat while also having the bases loaded in the third inning. He walked the bases loaded and got out of it? Oh my god, I wish I could do that. Due to Jackson throwing so many pitches, his next start will now be pushed back a couple of days, according to Fox Sports analyst Ken Rosenthal. With a great beginning to his career last year as a rookie, Rick Porcello has not been able to follow that up this year. Porcello, who is 4-7 win-loss to date this year with a 6.14 ERA, was demoted to the Tigers' AAA affiliate Toledo earlier last week. It appears as though Porcello has gotten the message while going down to the minors, as in his first start at AAA this past Thursday, he held Louisville to just one run on one hit through 8 innings. Porcello told CBSSports.com that maybe it was a good thing that he received the demotion, as it is allowing him to work on a couple of things while also regaining some of that confidence. A day after an 0-for-4 performance for Edwin Encarnacion, Saturday, the Toronto Blue Jays outrated Encarnacion to the Jays' AAA affiliate on Sunday. Edwin had struggled for the better part of the season at the plate, hitting only .200. He cleared waivers and will now take some at-bats with the 51s in the PCL, or otherwise known as the Pacific Coast League. Although Encarnacion went 0-for-4 Saturday, he had a great game when Sports Superstation was in attendance Friday. We'll talk about that more in the show. In that game, though, it saw Encarnacion drive in all 3 Jays' runs that were scored against the Giants. Hopefully, he will find a stride in the minors, and that could potentially be a moving piece for the Jays come trade deadline time. The Washington Nationals' opening day starter, John Lannan, has struggled for the better part of this year and was sent to the Nationals' AA affiliate this past week. Lannan had a 5.76 ERA at the time of his demotion. One of the music industry's pop stars, Lady Gaga, has been making some headlines in the baseball industry lately. First off, Gaga was not received well by Mets fans, and that led her to using her middle finger towards Mets fans gathering outside the ballpark. That was about a couple weeks ago. Secondly, Gaga has had some bad romance, I guess you could say, with a nasty pun regarded to one of her songs. She's had some bad romance with the Yankees as well, as she showed up to a Yankee stadium game between the Yankees and Mets wearing the following, according to the National Post: a bra, fishnets, panties, along with a loose-fitting Yankees jersey. Now, according to the New York Post, Gaga was quoted in saying, or Gaga is quoted to be, quote, permanently banned from the clubhouse after allegedly behaving inappropriately by drinking copious amounts of Jameson Irish whiskey and fondling her breasts, end quote. That was according to an uncited source. Brian Cashman, the Yankees GM, went on to say that Gaga was not banned, but that the issue was taken care of. After being acquired by the A's from the Cubs last December, Jake Fox felt as though the A's had never wanted him on their team. He played in just 39 games for the A's this season before being demoted, and that paved the way for the Orioles to acquire him on Tuesday. The Orioles demoted Chris Tillman to make room for Jake. July 11th will be the date that the annual MLB Futures games take place. The Futures game is a game between baseball's best prospects from the U.S. and, well, the rest of the world, Canada, the Dominican Republic, etc. Rosters for that game were released this past week, and Canada will be well represented as three Canadians will take part in that game. Pitchers Tristan Magnuson and Philippe Valiquette will work on the mound, while Canada Cup representative from a couple years ago, Brett Lowry, will backstop the infield for Team World. Looking to stay consistent for the Texas Rangers for the rest of the season, Josh Hamilton has decided not to take part in this year's Home Run Derby. This is just 2 years after he hit a record-setting amount of home runs in the Home Run Derby. Last year he was injured, and this year he feels as though he has a good thing going, so he'd like to keep that and stay healthy for the Rangers squad, hoping to make the postseason this year. With all those injuries to the Red Sox, all of which we will explain later in the injury report, the Red Sox went out and acquired A's outfielder Eric Patterson on Saturday. In exchange, the A's received minor league pitcher Fabian Williamson. Patterson is only hitting .204 this season, or he was hitting .204 for the A's. Hopefully Russell Branya likes Seattle, because he's going back there, as he was reacquired by the club yesterday in a deal that saw two good prospects going to the rebuilding Indians. Branyan had career highs with the Mariners last season before being signed by the Indians in the offseason. Mark Shapiro, the Indians' general manager, says that Branyan performed to what they expected of him, but the rest of the team did not. This will allow the Indians to call up Matt Laporta, who was acquired in the CC Sabathia deal from the Brewers a couple years ago, and Laporta will now be the Indians' starting first baseman. Carlos Zambrano's time with the Chicago Cubs may be coming to a close. Zambrano was suspended indefinitely by the Cubs yesterday after a tirade in the dugout following a 4-run bottom of the first inning. The tirade is presumably due to Derek Lee missing a ground ball at first, and then Zambrano gave up a 3-run home run to the next batter. Jim Henry, the Cubs' general manager, was not at all impressed with Zambrano's conduct, nor was Lou Piniella. When Carlos returns to the Cubs, he won't be as a starter, that's for sure. He will work out of the bullpen. Finally, Brandon Phillips was arrested last night due to reckless driving. The Reds second baseman was going 70 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. All this, and his mom was in the car with him. Come on, ma! That's it for the news. Time now for the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
One of Major League Baseball's best utility men, Mark DeRosa, had a season-ending surgery this past week. DeRosa, who signed a two-year deal with the Giants in the offseason, is set to have surgery on his left wrist. DeRosa had surgery on that same wrist, but in a different area, over the winter. After throwing to hitters for the first time since 2008 a few weeks ago, and experiencing discomfort while doing so, Dustin McGowan will be out at least until 2011 now. McGowan has not pitched in the majors since July 2008 due to various injuries and will have shoulder surgery once again to hopefully get his shoulder right this time for the Toronto Blue Jays. Must be some frustrating times for Dustin McGowan. I know exactly what he's going through in regards to a nagging injury. Phillies catcher Carlos Ruiz was placed on the 15-day DL this past week with what is being called concussion-like symptoms. This comes after he was struck with a broken bat. The Colorado Rockies suffered a big blow this past week as it was announced that Troy Tulowitzki will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken wrist. This is a big hole to fill for an offense that has been struggling of late. The Red Sox are short two more players as they were dealt two big blows this past week, injury-wise. First, it was Mike Lowell, a major moving piece that the Red Sox are still currently trying to get rid of. He strained his right hip and was placed on the 15-day DL effective Wednesday. And then it was Dustin Pedroia who foul-tipped a ball off his foot yesterday, and he is on the 15-day disabled list as what is being listed as a broken foot, and that just may need surgery. That's a big blow because Petey's a very competitive player out there. He brings a lot of energy to the Red Sox squad. Recently promoted second baseman Neil Walker of the Pirates will be out indefinitely following a mild concussion. The concussion happened following a collision with Ryan Church. That's it for the injury report, and time now for a wrap-up. All right, I want to talk about my first Major League Baseball game experience. This happened not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. That's why we did not have an episode of the Hawk Corner. My brother and I, along with my two cousins, got to see the Toronto Blue Jays take on the San Francisco Giants at Rogers Center. And what a game it was. The Jays won the game 3-2. Barry Zito was throwing a no-hitter into the fifth inning before the Jays' bats came alive. And Edwin Encarnacion, as I mentioned earlier in the show, he had a two-run single in the fifth, and then he had a solo home run in the eighth. The thing that I was most surprised with was how far the pitchers throw. You'll see Barry Zito warming up, and he's pretty much at center field, middle of center field, and Benji Molina is way over on the other side of the field, and they're just throwing perfect strikes at each other. I wish I had that kind of accuracy. But no, great game. It's a lot funner to watch baseball in person than on TV, especially Major League Baseball, I find at least. And thanks to Pat and my two cousins, April and Rob, for coming to the game with us. Next up, All-Star Ballot. All right, guys, get your ballots in for the All-Star Game, which takes place this year, July 12th and 13th in Anaheim. The ballots are closing up soon, so get your votes in at MLB.com. Cameron Hearn had asked me to give him a shout-out about a month ago. Cam's a good buddy of mine, and him and I at one point this winter, we did some announcing for a basketball tournament together, and Lofi wanted me to give him Onions Baby Onions call. So here it is. Onions Baby Onions! The Blue Jays win. All right, that one's for you, Loaf. Finally, I'm going to talk about two more things. Second last thing is the video that's going to be up on our website here. Viewer discretion advised. My brother Patty, he sent this to me, and it is a coach getting quite worked up. Probably my favorite point in the video is when the manager asks some of his boys to go for a beer after the game. You'll have to see it to believe it, folks. All right, and finally, our closeout song is going to be dedicated, I guess, to Fred Lewis. This was his walk-up song at the Jays game that we saw, and why not? I mean, it was his first game against his former team, the Giants, and this song is called I'm Back. Have a good week, folks, and we'll see you next week.
The Hawk Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. The show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connolly. See you next week. That's enough for all your lies, boy, you would just die. Step aside, super fly, took the shoes and ate. Then exit out with all the bitches like we always do. My desire to retire, grow with every new crew. Cause these guys just don't ride like my nigga you do. Tight jeans, funny haircuts, dancing on the screen. There's a crowd of real niggas in the game, so it seems. Just pretend to holler pimp and get a shit of black. Next he say he trapping in my head, I'm like, why? Be yourself, you ain't got a pimp bone in your body. I can tell you ain't never bought a key or caught a body. Nigga probably just seen Wayne, Gucci Mane, me and Boosie. I'll go to prison, I ain't flipping whole image, nigga tripping. Listen dude, for you that ain't in the car. I think the power's in the gun, but overall it's in your heart. Nowadays I don't know what's up with niggas in the A. Guess he think he in the game, but he really in the way. Violating, now we're having conversations in the joint, but guess who done it? And I promised I'd put you on point. I'm disappointed in you, dawg. You ain't hold it down at all, but I ain't going in your jaw. I'm just gonna show you how to ball. Standing tall through the storm on the yard in the dorms. Cats in prison who expected me to represent form. I never let you down, I'ma shine on sight. Keep your mind on your grind and off of mine's alright. Right, hard, I'ma ball, don't know squares. I float in $250,000 cars everywhere I go. I know. In the lead it